Kiva Quarantine awakens in Zalindov prison, her body racked with fever and pain. Once the trusted prison healer, she now swings a pickaxe in the same tunnels where she once tended to the injured. Her only ally is Cresta Voss, a hardened quarrier marked by an intricate serpent tattoo. As Kiva battles the agonizing withdrawal from angel dust, Cresta becomes her lifeline, administering carefully measured doses to wean her off the drug while holding her hair during violent bouts of vomiting and restraining her during night terrors. As the drug's fog lifts, memories assault her with crystal clarity. The masquerade ball where she discovered her family's involvement in the rebellion, her unwitting role as a pawn in her sister Zalika's coup against the Valentis royal family, and her betrayal of those who had become her chosen family. The faces of those she wounded haunt her. Jaren Valentis, the crown prince whose trust she shattered. Naari, the royal guard wounded by Zalika's death magic. Kaldin, her first love. And innocent Tip, the stable boy whose faith she repaid with deception. Being alive means you can still fix what you've broken, Cresta reminds her daily. Together they train, strengthening both body and resolve. A familiar fire begins to burn in Kiva's chest, fueled by memories of those she loves. For them, she makes a solemn vow to survive, to fight, to find a path to redemption. After 10 days in the Abyss's suffocating darkness, Kiva's cell door opens to reveal 3 immaculate Moravan soldiers. Captain Lyra Blackwood announces Queen Zulika has authorized Kiva's release to attend the royal wedding between Zulika and King Navok, a union poised to reshape the kingdom's power balance. Their 12-day journey north ends at Zadria, an ancient city carved into Mount Blackspire. Navok's disturbing wedding gift awaits in the castle dungeon. Galdric Shaw, the presumed dead rebel leader and her mother's confidant, gaunt but still fierce-eyed. When Kiva refuses to demonstrate her healing abilities, Navok's civility vanishes. He strikes her bloodily, then commands his mage Zuru to launch a fireball that burns through her shoulder. Only Navok's sister Seraphine halts the torture. Unexpectedly, Kiva's assigned maid reveals herself as Ashlyn Valen, Evalon's legendary general and Kaldin's sister. With Galdric, they execute a midnight escape. At Stoneforge base, Jaren passes without acknowledgement, rigid with emotion. Only Kaldin embraces her, explaining Jaren's coldness stems not from hatred of her, but self-loathing for trusting someone who harbored such devastating secrets. Galdric reveals a startling truth. Tilda wasn't the villain, but a mother protecting her daughter. Zulika secretly embraced dark magic, committing atrocities while her mother covered her tracks. Kiva's quarantine healing power might be the only force capable of purging the darkness consuming Zulika's soul. Navok's true plan is more sinister. He's gathering people with unexpected magical abilities to build a clandestine army. His obsession is obtaining the Hand of the Gods, 4 elemental rings that, combined with quarantine healing magic, can bestow magical abilities upon those born without them. Kiva realizes they could use Navok's plan against him. The rings could restore Jaren's lost magic and create their own counterforce. Their quest begins in Giarva, where during the Arzavar trial, Kiva experiences the haunting moment of killing an opponent in combat. In Hadris, the Mystican Zophia Sage demands Kiva either kiss Jaren or consume angel dust for Serana's air ring. She chooses risking her sobriety rather than violating Jaren's boundaries. In Lyris, Queen Issa reveals that Serana's Earth Ring lies in a cave system protected by a spell requiring both Valentis and quarantine magic, making Kiva and Jaren the perfect team to retrieve it. In the aftermath of their Mount Nebo ordeal, Jaren confronts Kiva about her weeks of avoidance. When she claims he hates her, Jaren's composure breaks. "I lied," he confesses, his voice rough with emotion. He systematically dismantles her guilt, helping her understand that Zulika's manipulation stemmed from her own twisted ambitions. You showed her kindness, he insists, and she chose to weaponize it. That's on her, not you. Tears streaming, Kiva reveals her deepest fear, not about trust, but losing him. I chose you, Jaren. I will always choose you, because I love you. Before she can continue, Jaren closes the distance between them with a desperate kiss that speaks of longing, forgiveness, and promise. Their reunion is cut short by devastating news. Navok's anomalies have surrounded Valenya, preparing for a massive assault. Navok himself sails the coastline with ships of elemental wielders, leaving destruction behind. Meanwhile, Zuleika has barricaded herself in the palace, refusing to act as her city faces annihilation. When Kiva reaches the Queen's chambers, she finds Mirren, Queen Ariana, and young Oriel unconscious under Zuleika's shadow magic. She channels her golden healing light through each of them, restoring color to their faces. The royal signet has been returned to Queen Ariana, who holds it protectively. Suddenly, Galdric enters with Navok and a dozen anomalies, dragging a bloody tip. Galdric reveals his true betrayal. He had feigned loyalty while plotting with Navok to use Kiva to collect all four rings for their own power. When Queen Ariana surrenders the signet, her eyes lock meaningfully with Kiva's. As Ariana passes the rings to Kiva, tiny sapphires within them pulse with ancient magic. The moment Galdric puts them on, brilliant azure flames engulf him completely. In the aftermath, Kiva realizes her mother's amulet, worn since childhood, is the true hand of the gods. Queen Ariana explains how Serana had created perfect replicas as a trap, melting down the original rings to forge the protective amulet that has guarded Kiva all along. In the battle's climactic moment, Zuleika hurls the Eye of the Gods, an obsidian dagger crackling with deadly energy, at Jaren's exposed back. Kiva leaps into its path without hesitation, feeling the blade sink into her stomach as magic drains from her body. With her last strength, she slashes her sister's cheek with the same cursed blade, ensuring Zuleika shares her fate of losing magic. Kiva awakens after nearly a week to discover she's lost her healing abilities forever, a sacrifice made willingly. She finds peace knowing she saved Jaren's powers and stopped her sister's destruction. During recovery, she learns Cresta will return as Moravan's queen, with Seraphine as advisor. Mirren faces exile rather than execution, while the unremorseful Zuleika receives life imprisonment in Zalindov. Warden Rook will serve a life sentence in his own prison for his countless crimes. Though her lost magic leaves emptiness, Kiva discovers purpose in studying traditional medicine. More importantly, she's gained treasures beyond any magical gift: forgiveness, lasting love, and a family built on choice rather than blood. Standing with Jaren beside her, Kiva watches the prison gates close on her past, understanding that true healing comes not from magical abilities, but from confronting one's darkest moments and choosing a different path forward.